Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Hope everybody weathered the Christmas holiday storm, and we're heading into the New Year's. And Don, it's going to be great. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here.
Ava, you're here.
Always good to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to have everybody is with us. We got some cool stories today. We're going to talk a little bit about the zombie deer that are happening, apparently, and that hit the national news, Don. And Ava, I don't know if you've ever heard of the zombie deer thing, but hey, better stay tuned for that. Big story, man. I'm telling you, big story. Big deal. Ice is also, or lack of, the other story. So that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
Good to be seen.
Made it? Did you pick out any of my suggested Christmas gifts?
I liked Don Cleaver's calendars that he thought were so funny.
The dog pooping calendar.
Yeah, but he went down the rabbit hole on that one.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? It just got progressively worse.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah.
See,
but you,
I
you
provided,
found worse calendars, too.
I was providing...
Like, even more inappropriate.
I was providing entertaining but helpful Christmas gifts, which is what we're supposed to do, both entertaining and helpful.
Calendars are
and
helpful.
And Don's like, oh, I forgot. I better look on my phone.
I
and then
did
he finds
like
that.
The shells in the in your
those
cup holder.
Those are awesome. And you have all the different smells that you can put in it.
Gunpowder? Gun oil?
Gunpowder
gun
and
might
lead.
Be a good one.
Gun oil might be good.
I would say gun oil could be good.
Yeah.
For sure. And no issues with that. Kind of depressing, and as far as the weather goes across the whole Midwest area, and not just across the whole upper United States, northern United States.
Yeah, it's actually up in Canada as well.
Yeah, not good for take your pick, whether it's ice fishing, if it's skiing, if it's pheasant hunting, if it's anything, it's not. Was not good. Rain everywhere. And what I find, it's difficult to understand what's going to happen, but in northern part of the state, you've got some frozen ground, right? So the ground is hard and all the rain that came in. So a lot of it went to runoff. Okay, now you look at the lakes. Now the lakes have all this ice on them, and now they have rain. Well, that's gone away. We talked a little bit about it prior to when we had the people rescued last week from Red Lake. Well, that's gone now. And
it's
now,
really unseasonably warm.
And what they've done, what people have done is any of the permanent houses they pulled out, they have pulled them back on shore. And this is, I researched this. This is took me a while. Every single place that I looked at across the whole northern area, they're recommending, probably except for northern North Dakota as of this late storm they had, but walking only and be careful, use spuds. And the reason is there's so much variance. There was 8 inches of ice. Now there's 2 to 3 in some spots, maybe 4, and it's diminishing at a rapid
rate.
It's
not good ice either.
It's no, and I suspect, as we talked, it is not going to be good ice for the rest of the year. So don't try to do something silly or foolish. It is just not
safe.
Good.
No.
But I will say this, Don. There's a number of ramps that are opening on lakes across the state.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I would hands down, if you've got a little winter boat, or if you get a couple buddies together and they've got one boat and the guy can do winterization again, it is well worth getting out on the water and go, I don't know what you call it, early spring or late fall bite, or early ice out. This would be early.
From Wisconsin, I had a friend that had a picture on Facebook. He goes, it's ice out.
Yeah.
He's on a lake.
Yeah.
And it's totally open water.
It's, yeah. Well,
he goes, is it spring already? Or
first time ever in Chisago Lake. A friend of mine lives on the lake. And I teach with her at the ski school. And she said they're actually practicing water skiing on Chisago Lake this weekend.
That's because I can say I did it.
Well, yeah. And why not? You'll make the news. It's a big deal.
Right.
But yeah, get out and get on the lakes right now. It's a big deal. Fishing is phenomenal. The feed bag is on. And guess what? You don't get the ADD program because you can move from spot to spot easily.
Right. Did you see the Santa Claus and the cigar boat on the St. Croix River?
Yeah, I saw that.
They had crazy? Santa Claus on a jet ski racing ducks.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. He's like, how often do you see Santa Claus on a jet ski?
Not. Well, and so let's look on the other side of the fence. Obviously, I'm a big skier. We've talked about that many times. There's about 8 ski areas that were open are now closed again.
Too warm. Can't even keep now, the fake snow, huh?
There's the 4, Welch is open, and the snow conditions look great. I stopped out today to look at that just to confirm it. It's clean, white, beautiful snow. Skiing's great. Trollhagen has got open. Wild Mountain is struggling mightily. Buck Hill is closed. Mount Cato's closed. So a lot of struggling going on with the seasonality. I think coming up this next week, there's a lot of positivity. We've got highs in the 20s, overnights in the teens, and that's going to help a lot. But be aware. I don't care what anybody says. When you have ice formed, you have water, and then you have ice on top of it, it does not make good ice at all for the rest of that year. Anytime we've seen it has not. It's not a matter of traveling with any type of a heavy vehicle.
So it's time to start talking spring fishing.
Well, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Just really early spring.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to get our share of winter. There's no doubt in my mind. It's going to happen. And I suspect it's kind of like sometimes be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it. And I think the end of next week, all intents and purposes, overnight's 15, high is 20. You're going to have some of that. But again, you guys just be careful. It is not it's not making for safe conditions no matter what you're doing. So keep that in mind. So we're going to be back. I've got a story. Comes out of Bass Pro Shops about a gentleman that decided to go fishing.
Imagine that.
In Bass Pro Shops, along with the zombie deer disease that I mentioned earlier. Yeah, big story. Zombie deer, guys.
All right.
Watch out.
Be
careful. Yep, there it is. Z movie with the deer. All right, we're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors, right after this.